Welcome to Shul Machshava Nadav, Shir sponsor Levi Shpas Arnbeck of Sholom and Lab Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a discussion. What happens when you have someone who's chayav a punishment, but he's shaykik? He didn't do the mice, he didn't do the deed, b'meis, he didn't do it purposely. He did it by mistake. Does he still have the halacha of kimlei b'de rabba b'nei? Do you say that because it belongs to a more severe punishment, if you do be amazing, even though now he did it b'shoigeg, even though now he did it mistakenly, and he's not going to be punished, he's still going to be potter from the lighter punishment because he has the heavier punishment on him. And the Gemara in the Flamed Hei brings a machlekes, a biyochim shlokish, and the Gemara concludes that everybody agrees the chayvei misos shoigegim, they're definitely potter from the lighter oinish. And the whole discussion is regarding Chayve Malkei Shogegim. The Rabbi Yochanan says that the Pasuk speaks about Mises only and not about Malkus. Rabbi Shlokish learns Malkus for Mises because of the word Rasha Rasha. This discussion and the fact that we are treating a Chayve Shogegim similar to Chayve Mezit, this brings to light the idea that a Shogeg is really someone who's doing a maisa, which is usur, and is almost comparable to mezid. He would not be punished like mezid, but he's still almost in that level. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva, where he discusses what is the level of a shoykig. He brings someone who says, he wants to say that a shoykig is a rasha, and the raya is that he cannot be a baal tefillah. So he brings the lahalacha, that a baal tefillah shatz that did a sin, cannot be about tefillah, even though he did it with shoykeg, until he does tshuva. So you see, he's a rasha. And the Shvus Yaakov says that may be true for a baal tefillah, for a shashliach tzibur, but for edus, it's not really considered to be a rasha. So it's a discussion, is he a rasha or not? It's interesting to point out that the Shvus Yaakov brings a raya from the Gemara in Makas Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara there says that you compare chayve malkos to chayve miso, because they're both called rasha, rasha, rasha. But chayve galuyos, people that did b'shege, you have to go to galus, you learn from a different pasuk. So Shvus Yaakov says, meduyek from here, that someone who goes to galus is not considered to be a rasha. It's interesting because in our Gemara, how do we know chayve malkos shoygigim or potor? You learn from the word rasha, rasha. So the same point that Shvus Yaakov wants to be as a raya for the Gemara Makas seems to be an opposite raya from our Gemara, because here the Gemara is learning shoygi from rasha, rasha. He's seemingly shaykh is considered to be Rasha. But regardless of if we call it a Rasha Mamish or not, we've avadik treat a shaykh as someone who's responsible for what he's done, and he's considered to be Mikhuy of Kapara to an extent that he will have Kimelim Da'abrini as we have in our Gemara. And this is very similar to what we learned in the Gemara in Makkas and Daf Tesamud Beis. The Gemara there says, so what is the reason that there was Ari Miklat, there's so many Ari Miklat and Aver Ayardin, comparable to Eretz Yisrael, even though the way the Gemara understands, Eretz Yisrael is much larger and had three Ari Miklat. Aver Ayardin, which was smaller, also had three Ari Miklat. Says the Gemara, what's the reason for that? Why does Aver Ayardin have proportionately more Ari Miklat? Because Begilot Shchichei Roitzchim, there was a lot of murderers in Gilot, in Aver Ayardin. So the Rishayim already ask, yeah, but Roitzchim, murderers, is b'mezit. And Ari Miklot are specifically for people that killed b'shoigeg by mistake. So what, what does that have to do with each other? So we shouldn't answer that maybe someone will pretend to be shoigeg. But the more common answer known from Balei HaMusar, but the first one who brings is the Maharik, say the pshat is that when people are murdering b'mezit purposely, that makes it easier for people to kill b'shoigeg. Why? Because shoygeg doesn't mean someone who's anus, someone who's forcefully doing something. Someone who's doing something wrong, but he's not doing it intentionally, still means he has over here a chet. He's still doing a maisa aveiro, just not intentionally. So when people are lenient about a aveiro and doing it intentionally, that causes people to be lax about this aveiro and they come to do it b'shoygeg. Because shoygeg is also a maisa aveiro. And this is what our Gemara is telling us. Chayve misa shoygegim, even though they're only shoygeg, they're still chayv misa. They still did an aveiro that carries this punishment, even though they're not going to get the punishment, but it's still a maisa aveiro. That's what shoygeg is all about. That's the definition of shoygeg. a ma'ase aveira that you cannot punish for. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.